Did you all see Big Fatty in the chat room?
Yes.
Is he?
A picture of him. Hattie put a picture of him in the chat room.
Where?
I'll post it again.
The pink one?
No, posted it. Oh, my God. I don't want to see cartoon cats having sex.
No, right? That's good, Dad. What do you have, like a GIF of just his head and you just start throwing it on things? That's what we need. We need a Tumblr of just Big Fatty's head on things.
Oh, it can be like Paula Deen writing things.
I love Paula Deen writing things.
I know, so do you. Every once in a while, like, I go over there and look at it. It's like, I actually go there more than I go to guys on iPhones.
What is this you speak of?
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
That's what we need. We need a Tumblr of just Big Fatty's head on things.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 1050 of the VFO for Monday, the 6th of February, 2012. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. A little show. Big Freddy's been in the gym. Way to go, Big Freddy. Yes. Hello, pine trees. Big Freddy, what the hell does that mean? Well, you know, some people think that gin tastes like pine trees. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, I gotta tell you, we are in the second half of the big game right now. And Big Fatty has had a couple of gins. And y'all, Big Fatty's going to sleep well tonight. Let me just say, I am recording this very late, 8:45 p.m. in the evening. And y'all, it feels like it's after midnight. And y'all, I don't know what I'm going to talk about today, but anyway, y'all, the first thing I'm going to talk about at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the Gavin from the Poke It In A Stick, not Poke It In A Stick, Big Fatty, you're drunk, you're just drunk, Big Fatty, you're just starting off year five, just perfect. Y'all, that Gavin, y'all, I did not realize this. I decided when, after I had selected, or I didn't select it, Poodle McNoodle, you Big Fatty, give credit where credit is due. After Poodle McNoodle selected Gavin from the colostomy bag, y'all, and I've still got the bag right here. Can you hear that, huh? Can you hear that? Y'all, it's still got the other 53 names in it. But y'all, if you didn't download the little show from the halftime on Sunday, you know, y'all, that was the kickoff of year five of the BFO. Yes, Big Fatty, we know. And we selected the number one, number two, and number three. Poor Big Fatty, he just can't. Y'all, and I've still got some beverage here. Can you hear that? Huh? No, this, I probably need a little more ice. One moment, please. Big Fatty, you did it backwards. But anyway, y'all, I decided that I was going to select a clip after, since Gavin had been selected as the number one fan, I decided, well, I'll pull a clip from his show, and y'all, I cannot believe that the clip that I chose, y'all, I believe it has exposed it, and that Peter G, y'all, I have to give him credit. That Peter G, y'all, before I forget, those of you who called in between the coin flip and the 2-minute warning of the first half of the game, y'all, wait a minute, well, I've got it written down here somewhere. y'all, for my Super Bowl, y'all want to hear what my Super Bowl snacks were? Y'all, it was a rice cake with some peanut butter and a slice of American cheese and gin. Big Fatty, part of that sounds good. The gin, but y'all, I'm trying to write down big game snacks. Big Fatty, you can't do two things at once when you're sober. Why? Y'all, I've just written down big news snacks. But y'all, what the fuck was I talking about? Oh, the beginning of today's little show, I decided I wanted to pull a clip from Gavin's little... Y'all, let me go over here and make sure I push record. Yes, Big Freddy, you did. Y'all, if you listen carefully to that, y'all, it sounds to me like that was the groundwork being set for spotting Big Freddy. And y'all, I did not realize that when I pulled that little sound clip from that little show. But y'all, there's several days of spotting Big Fatty over there, and y'all, there's one of frequency has got Big Fatty covered in mud and but on a delicious hairy-chested body. Y'all, there's one, oh dear God, who Nessa has spotted Big Fatty in a bathing suit. And y'all, it's just Volga. It is just Volga. And y'all, then there's one, the veritable Virgo, has found Big Fatty as the understudy for the Seda 69, y'all. And then there's a picture of Big Fatty taking a dump outside his trailer. And there's Big Fatty, what is this? Vera Wood? Y'all, I don't have any idea what that is. The Horror Hotel? Y'all, it's Volga. It's just Volga. And y'all, then this Big Fatty sitting on top of a... What does that say there? That says in the love chamber. Y'all, I don't know what the fuck that is. And wait a minute. Let me go over here and look again now. And then, y'all, there's a picture of Raven Simone doing her Big Fatty face. And y'all, create a whack-em day. And y'all, dear Gussie, why was Wes the gay country boy, not spelled C-U-N-T, had a nightmare? Y'all, I wish Big Fatty's head was on Gay Country Boy. And y'all, it is not spelled C-U-N-T. Y'all, we got the Cupie Man Monet's and the Fatinator. And what else have we got over here? We've got Big Fatty is some sort of whale. What is that, ruining Twitter? Y'all, how did Big Fatty ruin Twitter? I don't know. And y'all, Big Fatty is the national weatherman. And y'all, he's standing there with some lady in a hat. And then there's the butt-flavored balloon and praise the Lord. And Vegemite, y'all, Big Fatty is the spokesperson for the Vegemite and for the pig's feet. And, Big Fatty Trump, y'all, it seems to be some sort of squirrel on top of my head. But y'all, what I was getting at, it sounds to me like that Hat M might be responsible for spotting Big Fatty. And y'all, that Peter G, he's the one that called it. And y'all, if that's the case, Hat M, Hydrogen bless you, because it's lovely, just lovely. And I'm not just saying that because I'm drunk, because I am. But anyway, Big Fatty, will you please do something other than nilla natta and laugh? Where we go, tell them what you found in the P.O. box. Make a wish. Thank you. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I gotta go over here and get this stuff. Y'all, there's all kinds of stuff in the P.O. box. Y'all, there was a postcard, there was a letter from Bacon, a letter from White Boy, something from the Hat M, and y'all, there was a package. Y'all, we're gonna open the damn package first, because as much as I love Hat M and Bacon and the postcard, and who else, who else sent me something? Oh, White Boy, y'all, a package deserves to be opened first. Pull tab to open, y'all, and this is, I don't know who this is from, but y'all, it's coming from the San Francisco area. You know, perhaps it's Rice-A-Roni. You know, that is a San Francisco treat. Y'all, I had gotten a little thing saying, oh, Big Freddy, you've got a package coming. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, it's got some of those inflatable bags in it. Big Freddy, those are called breakfasts. So, anyway, y'all, and there's a card. Hang on, I gotta get the card. And, y'all, let's just see what it says here. Oh, dear. Y'all, the chair has rolled off of the carpeting here in the Fat Cave. Let's see what the card says. And, y'all, it's a nice little package all wrapped up in the tissue paper with a little pink ribbon. And it says, thank you, Big Fatty. And, y'all, there's a little dandelion. A little dandelion. And it says, y'all, it is from Daniel in the San Franciscos. And it says, Big Fatty, a little something for those long, cold southern nights when you're at loose ends. Big Fatty, it sounds vulgar. And Daniel, do I know you? I don't know that. Daniel, you'll have to identify yourself. Are you a lurker? Or something? I don't know. But oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I gotta tell you, during the big game, the damn voice letters were coming in, so frequent, y'all. I just couldn't even pay attention to what was going on. But Daniel, thank you so much. I'm gonna open it. I've removed the tissue paper, and y'all, it is oh. Y'all, it is the bacon tuxedo puzzle with the it's a 500 piece puzzle with the bonus 48 piece mystery puzzle. Y'all, I don't have any idea what the hell that means. But y'all, it is a picture of it is a picture of it's Mexicans. Mexicans, y'all. It is those. What do you call those people? The Gaijin. It's not the Gravitas, but it could be. Y'all, it is the Mexicans, and the Mexican man is wearing a bacon tuxedo and sitting on a bench, and y'all, then there's some saranara. What do you call those saranara ladies? The saranara lady. Big Fatty, we don't know what it's called, but y'all, it is the bacon tuxedo puzzle. That is lovely, Daniel. Thank you so much. And y'all, Big Fatty loves a puzzle. He loves a... Can you hear that? Huh? It's 500 pieces there. Dear Gussie. Daniel, thank you so much. But Daniel, please let me know. Let me know more about you. I don't know a whole lot about you, but anyway, y'all, I've received a card, a postcard from that Drusilla Blomey, and y'all, on the front of it, it has the Carolina Low Country Fossils, and believe it or not, Big Fatty is not listed under the Low Country Fossils, and it says, Dear Big Fatty, happy birthday! Oh, wait, that was me. Well, happy February, Drusilla, and y'all, you know Drusilla's celebration of exiting the birth canal. You know, we mentioned that on last Thursday's show. Y'all, by the way, my assistant hasn't sent me the birthdays for this week, so I hope I don't miss any of them. Y'all, let's see what white boy's got to say here. Y'all, it's in a plain white envelope. Y'all, it could be an angry old man letter. Let's just see what it is. Oh, y'all, it's a clipping. It is a clipping from something. I don't know what it's from. Let's see here. It says white boy. It says, when I think of Turlets, I think of the BFO. And y'all, he has circled an article. Let's see what this was in. Y'all, this was in a magazine called The Week. And y'all, it says, a turlet-themed restaurant has opened in Beijing. The eatery named the Shh...House serves a range of Asian y'all, this is like with the puzzle. Y'all, there's a Gaijin theme to this. Serves a range of Asian dishes inspired by the lavatorial. Big fatty, that's not a word. I swear, y'all, it says lavatorial experience, which are presented to diners in replica toilets and bedpans. We were discussing one of the worst restaurants we'd ever eaten in, and one of us said it was a real turlet, said the co-owner. So we decided to see if we could make a restaurant that was just one big turlet. We can't quite believe how successful it's been. Now we're talking about opening a chain. Well, y'all, thank goodness they didn't flush that idea. Big Fatty, please. Well, white boy, thank you so much for thanking the Big Fatty when you think of when you think of the turlet. And y'all, I'm going to Big Fatty, you don't know what the hell you're going to do. I'm going to open this one from Bacon. Y'all, their instructions that go with the Hat M's card. So, y'all, I'm going to have to do that when I'm sober or more sober. Anyway, let's see what Bacon's got here. Y'all, it is... Oh, dear gussie. Dear gussie, y'all. It's from Bacon. And, y'all, it's... Oh, dear gussie. And, y'all, it says, Big Freddy, it's your number one fan, regardless of the poll results. You know I am the one and only number one. Happy Valentine's Day. Y'all, that VD is coming up next week. Happy Valentine's Day. Imagine lots of red glitter and edible chocolate hearts. Kathy Bacon, number one fan of the Fat One and the BFO and the BFO family. Y'all, dear Gussie. Y'all, I gotta say, and y'all, let me just say before I go any further, y'all, it's the Prairie Dog Bingo scratch-off, and y'all, three of the Fireball 7 scratch-offs. Y'all, we're gonna have to do those a little bit later. Y'all, I know Lurie Warbucks will be loving it when I'm scratching those, because y'all, there's nothing he enjoys more than hearing Big Fatty do a scratch-off. But y'all, I gotta say this. Miss Bacon, I know she's driven some of you batshit crazy with the campaigning and all, but y'all, it was all in good fun, and y'all, it was just a fun experience, and I want to personally thank her for making and y'all, it she does it all with love, and she says that oftentimes when she's doing this stuff. But y'all, she really just wants to try to make it a fun experience for everybody, and I hope you'll see. Big Fatty, how the hell did you fill up 20 minutes? Well, when you're drunk, y'all, the time flies when you're drunk. In fact, y'all, since it's only 9 o'clock, maybe I'll have one more adult beverage before this, what do you call this thing? The sports ball game is over. But y'all, she does it with love, and I just want to publicly thank her for making it a fun experience for Big Fatty. And y'all, I also... And I didn't say this on the Sunday show, but I want to thank each and every one of you who have been around, even if you're just starting with Big Fatty, or those who have been around since episode one. I just want to thank you for everything you've ever... Big Fatty, you don't know what...
That's what we need. We need a website, a Tumblr of just Big Fatty's head on things.
Big Fatty, you're going to have problems with that one. He just interrupts you when you're talking.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www... Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. 1438 and give me your good, gosh, and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.